Good morning, Greater Sudbury. Here are a few stories to start your day on this Wednesday morning. City buses are free today to celebrate 50th year of local public transit. In celebration of 50 years of public transit service, the City of Greater Sudbury is offering people free bus rides throughout the day Wednesday. GOVA Transit has played an important role in our community over the last 50 years, Mayor Brian Bigger said in a media release issued by the city. It has helped people get to where they need to be, safely and efficiently, whether that's work, school, appointments or recreational opportunities. As our community grows, transit continues to evolve to meet the changing needs of riders. Years after being privately operated, local transit services were taken over by the Community Services Department and then the City of Sudbury in 1972. Sudbury Transit operated between 1972 and 2000, Greater Sudbury Transit operated from 2000 to 2019, after which it became GOVA. Read the full story on the Sudbury.com homepage. Safe consumption site opens to clients today, though administrative delays have kept the doors closed thus far. The Sudbury supervised consumption site, called The Spot, La Place, Manugabi, will be opening on September 28. In June of 2020, Public Health Sudbury and districts completed a study to determine the need for and feasibility of implementing supervised consumption services in the city of Greater Sudbury. The city's drug-related death rate has been the highest per capita in the province for years now. Earlier this year in May, PHSD revealed that more than 100 people had died from opioid-related overdoses in 2021, and Sudbury continued to have the highest per capita death rate. In May 2021, City Council voted unanimously in favor of a motion directing staff to exhaust all avenues in order to find a site for these services, and in June that year Council selected the property off Energy Court to be the designated location for a temporary supervised consumption site. The facility received no provincial funding, but has received $1.094 million in funding from the City of Greater Sudbury, as well as $100,000 from Vale and $30,000 from Wheaton. A ribbon-cutting ceremony was held on July 21, but the site did not yet open its doors to clients. Though staffing issues were an initial holdup, there were also delays based on government approvals, including Ministry of Labor and building permits, said Heidi Eisenhower, executive director of Rizzo Access Network, the organization that runs the site. Read the full story here. Sue clears Sudbury officer who broke man's nose. Ontario's Special Investigations Unit, Sue, has found no reasonable grounds to believe that a Greater Sudbury Police Service officer committed a criminal offense in connection with a broken nose suffered by a 41-year-old man in May. In the evening of May 28, officers were called to a residence in Worthington for a wellness check. The man, who was in mental health distress, had attended at his parents' residence and began to behave erratically, at one point engaging in a minor physical scuffle with his stepfather. Concerned for his well-being, the man's stepfather contacted police. Police found the man outside beside his van, upset and yelling incoherently. He variously accused the officers of being aliens and the devil. Officers tried to speak with the man to calm him down, without avail, and then attempted to apprehend the man under the Mental Health Act. Read the full story here. Tickets on sale now for Ennis Sisters Christmas Show. Tickets for Christmas with the Ennis Sisters at All Nations Church are now on sale at the Sudbury Theatre Centre box office and at the All Nations Church office, located at 414 Street Raphael Street. The popular Maritime performers last performed to a capacity crowd at All Nations Church in December 2018. Ennis Sisters are now in their 25th year of touring, organizer Bob Bale told Sudbury.com. They show no signs of slowing down. The Sudbury show is part of their 23 Christmas shows that will take place in large venues in Atlantic Canada and Ontario. The group released their most recent album, Ennui, in June. This is a dynamic Christmas show with the three Ennis Sisters accompanied by two side players. The show will take place on December 10 at 7:30 p.m. at All Nations Church. Curl Sudbury strikes $60,000 deal with Northern Credit Union. A partnership deal between Curl Sudbury and Northern Credit Union will secure the future of the sport in Sudbury, the two organizations stated in a September 26 news release. The $60,000, three-year partnership will see facility enhancements and equipment upgrades to the six-sheet ice pad, community event space and lounge area at 300 Wessex Drive. It will also see the 130-year-old rink be renamed the Northern Credit Union Community Center. This partnership will fund renovations to the lounge, washrooms and change rooms, as well as energy efficiencies and equipment upgrades. Every member and guest will benefit from these changes, said Tom Leonard, ice maker and manager of Curl Sudbury, in a news release. Most of all, it will also allow us to focus on growing the game of curling and making it more diverse, equitable and inclusive. Thanks to the partnership, the renamed Northern Credit Union Community Center will host recreational and competitive curling leagues during the winter, then play host to indoor pickleball and roller derby during the summer. The facility is also available to rent for private and community events. Read the full story here. Next City Council to decide on downtown master plan update. The next incarnation of City Council elected on October 24 will decide whether to proceed with a downtown master plan update. Referred to as a necessary project by Ward 4 Coun. Jeff McCausland during Monday's Planning Committee meeting of City Council, an update to the city's long-term downtown strategic plan will be on the table during 2023 budget deliberations. The Planning Committee was unanimous Monday in urging city administration to proceed with a business case for future council's consideration, with much having changed since the original downtown master plan was adopted by City Council 10 years ago. Various points of progress are included in this week's report on the downtown master plan status, which Sudbury.com reported on last week. During Monday's meeting, the report's author, city planner Ed Landry, cited City Council's approval of the Junction East Cultural Hub, an incarnation of which was mentioned in the original downtown master plan, as offering ample grounds alone for updating the plan. Read the full story here. Frost in the forecast tonight. Expect a cloudy day today with a high of 9. There is a 30% chance of showers in the morning. Wind will be out of the north at 20 km per hour, gusting to 40 before becoming light late in the afternoon. The UV index today is 2, or low. Tonight, expect clearing skies with fog patches developing before morning. The overnight low is 0 with patchy frost.